The prison chaplain, the Reverend Gregory Richards, died from AIDS last week, and the Home Office says a medical investigation will be carried out to ensure there's no risk of infection at the jail. Doctors say anyone can get the disease, although its victims so far have been mostly homosexual. But a leading moral rights campaigner and doctor, Adrian Rogers, says the risk to the community is growing, and he thinks many homosexuals should consider isolating themselves until it's known exactly how the disease is spread.
Those people who are deviant enough to be promiscuous homosexuals are a real threat to the community. The least they can do is to isolate themselves. I think it's only sensible for them to avoid using public facilities, and that may include glasses in public houses or whatever.
But Britain's chief medical officer, Dr. Donald Acheson, says the threat from AIDS is being blown out of proportion. He doesn't agree with Dr. Rogers.
I'm sure the doctor is meaning well, but I think he's doing a great deal of harm by making exaggerated statements of that sort. It is true that the virus has been found in saliva, but there is no evidence that there has been transmission between patients of the infection as a result of saliva on cups and saucers and things of that sort.
Labour MPs are accusing Defence Secretary Michael Heseltine of heavy-handed thuggery over the removal of anti-nuclear protesters from RAF Molesworth in Cambridgeshire. Nearly 2,000 troops and police moved in early today to evict 150 campaigners and ring Britain's second cruise missile base with 7 miles of barbed wire. From Westminster, Richard Dallin.
The opposition said Mr. Heseltine had used jackboot tactics. Labour's Kevin McNamara said if ever a nut used a sledgehammer, this was it.
More British troops were used against 100 British peace campaigners and Quakers at Molesworth Common than were used against the Argentinians at Goose Green.
Mr. Heseltine described the protesters as
a small, unrepresentative minority within our society.
Whose activities, he said, caused local people much anxiety and whose disruption could have led to major civil disobedience. Richard Dallin, IRN, Westminster.
Robert Trimboli, the man Australian authorities claim is the top mafia boss, has been freed from jail by the Irish Supreme Court. The Australians had wanted Trimboli to stand trial on charges of murder, conspiracy to murder and drugs dealing, but they lost their extradition application in the Irish courts on a legal technicality. A group of Labour MPs is calling on Mrs. Thatcher to sack the minister who's alleged to have referred to blacks as people from Bongo Bongo Land. Alan Clark, responsible for race relations at the Department of Employment, says he can't remember making the remark, but admits he could have used it as an aside during a meeting with senior officials. The matter is being raised in the Commons, and Claire Short, Labour MP for Birmingham Ladywood, says Mr. Clark should do the decent thing and resign.
He should be sacked. If he had any dignity, he'd resign, because he's not denied it. But anyone who has those views should not be doing the job he's doing.
Independent Radio.
Thank you very much. That's Alan King reporting.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Come on, come on.
Good evening, Jeff Brown here with the bingo programme for Wednesday evening. It's 5 minutes past six. Many thanks to Alan King for the news, and also before that, BJ the disc jockey, the only lively one here, I think, nowadays. He's really such a lively little character, and there's one thing that you must listen out for in all of his shows. He gets his timing cock on up to the news. I just don't know how it's done. I've got to listen to more of his programmes. It's the bingo game in 20 minutes from now with John and Van Gelis.
You ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin? You ask me where did I fall? I'll say I can't tell you when. But if my spirit is lost, how will I find what is near? Question, I'm not alone. Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun shall rise in the east, so shall my heart be at peace. And if you're asking me when, I'll say it starts at the end.
Eva, the Locomotion, and John and Van Gelis, I'll Find My Own Way Home. Getting you warmed up and excited for the bingo game in just about quarter an hour from now. And all that you need to play, you don't have to have cards, you just have to get a telephone handy to you. That's all you need is a telephone, and jot down your telephone number and your STD code for your area. Now, the winner last week came from the Tenbury Wells Exchange area, and I shall be running down the rules very, very shortly. Meanwhile, quick look at the weather. Tonight's weather, cloudy with mist and rain. Top temperatures 8 degrees centigrade. That's, rising to 8 degrees centigrade by tomorrow afternoon. The overnight low is 7 degrees centigrade. And the outlook for tomorrow and towards the weekend is continuing cloudy with some mild outbreaks of rain. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself that BJ, the DJ, said a little bit earlier that Alex Kent would be coming along. Well, Alex will not be along this evening. It is Jeff Brown here in the seat. Because the thing is, Alex, well, he's a very nice chap, but he can't manage to lift the bingo blower. He's not strong enough, he isn't.
Sunshine, beaming down on Shrewsbury.
Cuddly toys for Valentine's Day from Cats. If a Valentine you want to send, why not give a furry friend? Cuddly toys at Cats from only $3.99 and 30-inch teddy bears from $6.99. Cats also have rocking horses, tractors, BMXs, baby toys, dolls and dolls prams. Call in and see Julie at Cats, Model Gardens, Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury Model Centre, the model specialist in Shrewsbury. With model aircrafts for all ages, model boats and model cars, big stocks of radio control equipment, a vast selection of plastic kits by leading makers, a comprehensive range of tools for the modeller, even crafts and fantasy games at Shrewsbury Model Centre, 32 St John's Hill. Telephone Shrewsbury 245539. Late openings till 7 on Fridays.
Why pay extra for underlay and fitting on your new carpet when you can get it free? From CJ Wild. See the pattern of your choice in the comfort of your own home, then get a free estimate. Low deposit credit terms are available too. Written details on request. Ring Chris Wild on Shrewsbury 64386 and he'll come and see you. Shrewsbury 64386.
The Craft Shop for creative materials. Tapestry kits and canvases, tapestry wool, knitting wools. At The Craft Shop, Claremont Hill, dealing with all aspects of embroidery, including the silks. Making your own lampshade? The Craft Shop has the frames and the braiding. And there's rug making materials. A varied selection of gifts for all occasions at The Craft Shop, 28 Claremont Hill, Shrewsbury, just opposite the bus station.
Stan Jones & Sons for motorcycles, scooters and cycles. We have three branches in Shrewsbury. Greyfriars Bridge for cycles, Hills Lane for Honda motorcycles and scooters and Frankwell for Yamaha motorcycles and scooters. Stan Jones is the two-wheeler dealer for you in Shrewsbury. So whatever your needs, call Stan Jones & Sons on Shrewsbury 3113.
At Seven Sound Studios, Claremont Hill, Seven Sound makes good sense. So come along, look and listen to our extensive range of hi-fi and speakers in the comfort of our new demonstration room. Accessories, tapes, TIAC, JBL, Trio, Yamaha and DBX. Sound us out at Seven Sound Studios, Claremont Hill, Shrewsbury. Talk to Ian or Mark on Shrewsbury 57684.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, darling, darling, darling. I believed you when you told me your love would never change. Now you say goodbye. Don't want to hold you if you don't want to stay. Trying not to lose my pride, but I've told you once and still it's true.
6 on Sunshine Radio with There Will Never Be Another You from Jimmy Ruffin. Nice too. Now, 6 easy step rules, and it's the guide rules to this evening's bingo program. And all you need is a telephone to play Jeff Brown's Lucky Bingo game. And if you haven't already written your numbers down on a piece of paper, don't forget to include the STD before your number, and we'll always give you the digits 0, so if you've got any zeros, tick them off. 6 easy rules to remember. Very easy, I say that, and it's about 38 lines as a matter of fact, but we've got to adopt these sort of rules and regulations, or else we get people phoning in saying, oh well, you twist the rules from week to week and I think you're cheating, Jeff Brown. So we've got 6 rules which I've got to read through to get this absolutely clear. Write down on a piece of paper your area STD code and your own telephone number. Tick off the numbers as they are given out, bearing in mind that you are already given the digit 0, so cross off any noughts you may have in your telephone number. Now, if you happen to have more than one of the numbers that are called out, tick them all off. So, i.e., if I call number 5 and there are 2 or more 5s in your telephone number, tick each one off. Numbers cannot be repeated once they have been called, so don't miss any. And I will take up to 25 calls at random throughout the course of the game. And if you happen to be a lucky caller, you'll be given what's called a caller number, and your name and numbers will be put into a hat. If at 5 to 7 your name is announced, you must call the station immediately, quoting both your telephone and your caller number, which I will give you as soon as you come onto the telephone. That's if you're one of the lucky 25 callers. Now, if these are in order, they marry up to what I've got on my paper as well, you are the lucky winner, and the prize money is yours. And finally, you must only use your own telephone number for the game. You cannot pledge other people's telephone numbers in their absence. So that means you cannot do it for Granny or Mrs. Smith down the road, just in case their number is a little bit different to yours and you think you have a better chance of winning. Because people try everything, you know, with this bingo. They really have. You'd be amazed. Enjoy yourselves in 3.5 minutes from now with Chaka Khan and the bingo game coming next.
Well,
hope you've got your telephone numbers ready because we're about to play Radio Bingo. Ooh, the machine is going well tonight. As a matter of fact, the little story behind this, just calm the machine down for just a second. We have oiled the machine because it wasn't blowing too well last week. I mean, it is a new machine after all, and it's got to be sort of worn in. It's got to have its running in period, you see, and it's rather an expensive machine. But there's one thing, I will not let Mr. Harding touch it because he's not that, well, he's not good, you see. He's not sort of electrically minded with screwdrivers and things like that. So I don't let him touch it. I do all the oiling myself, but just have a listen to that machine. Oh, super, isn't it? Okay, we've got a few numbers ready to pop up, and eyes down, away we go. First one is number 6. So if you have number 6 or a couple of 6s in your telephone number and STD, cross them off. Don't forget the digits we've already given you. Any noughts in your phone number, cross them off. So that's number 6 to start us off. Ooh, that one nearly hit me in the face. Number 8 is the next one. Number 8. So if you got the number 8 in your telephone number or a couple of 8s, tick them off. Next one out is number 2. So if you've got number 2, that's number 2 in your telephone number, tick that one off. And if you got 2s, tick them both off. It's an amazing thing about this bingo program. It's easy to do, and I think that's the reason why I'm doing it. The next one is number 5. So if you've got number 5 in your telephone number, tick that one off. That's number 5. And I tell you what, we'll stop right here. We'll have a bit of music, then we'll have a few more numbers. And don't forget, as soon as you think you've got your full house, give me a call on Ludlow 5922.
Freedom come, freedom go. Tell me yes and that you tell me no. Freedom never stay long. There is a debutant, pillars of society, living in a mansion somewhere in the country, and another in Chelsea. Freedom is a rich girl, daddy's little sweet girl, pretty as a sunny day. Freedom never does do what she doesn't want to, freedom never has to pay. Freedom come, freedom go. But nobody can hold her down. Freedom is so kind of freedom is so gentle. Freedom is a happy day. Freedom, what would you do if I say I love you? Freedom, would you run away? Freedom come, freedom go. Tell me yes and let you tell me no. Freedom never stay long. Freedom moving along. Freedom what?
something which I've got to tell you. Last week we had not a little complaint, but one or two things from the telephone operator. He had a whisper in my ear. That's British Telecom. And I have a feeling that they may be listening tonight. So I know that you're waiting for the number one. But, well, it just goes like that. But we had a complaint that people were actually calling the operator services. Please don't do that, because I get it right in the neck, you see, if you do that. You must call Ludlow 5922. Just because it's a telephone game, it doesn't mean to say that you call the operator if you can get through to me. Please don't start doing that, because you get me in all sorts of trouble. You do. Trouble. Ooh, never out of it. The Fortunes and Loverboy from Billy Ocean. More numbers in about 5 or 6 minutes from now.
Thank you. Loverton Service Station, 1 mile out of Ludlow over Ludford Bridge. Open 7 days till 8 p.m. Loverton Service Station for repairs and servicing to all makes of car and light commercials. With free collection and delivery to your home. Accident work is undertaken with free estimates and there's a 24-hour recovery service. At Loverton Service Station, spares and accessories are at cash and carry prices. For example, car batteries for Minis, Marinas, 1.3 Escort, Viva and Allegros, £13.95 including VAT. There's DERV, petrol and paraffin, Skoda sales, service and repairs and used car sales. All at Opperton Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms for Johnson Seed, Seed Potatoes, AGL Greenhouses, Wolf Garden Tools, Bosch Power Tools, Dragon, Febo and Amiga Dog Foods, recommended by Jim. Berger and Beaver Paints, and for the chilly days, pre-packed cozy coal. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, phone Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril Basin.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Hall's TV Services, the experts in Ludlow and Tenbury. You could find them the cheapest in the area for colour TV and video rental. Buy or rent a video from Hall's and receive free membership of their large video club. A choice of over 7 manufacturers and the famous Hall's after-sales service means you can't lose with Hall's TV. It's real value for money on TV and video sales, rental and service. At Hall's TV Services, 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells, and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury 810095 or Ludlow 4550. Hall's TV Services, where you come first. 103.5 BHF, Sunshine, your neighborhood station.
New York.
song by Cheryl Lee Ralph, and it's called In the Evening. Eyes down, folks, we're away to go. And of course, don't forget, as soon as you get your full house, give us a call on Ludlow 5922. Continuing with the numbers now. And the next one out of the bingo blower is, let's have a good blow this time, shall we? Ooh, listen to those balls going up and down. Oh, what a lovely sound it is too. Smashing. It's number four. The next bingo ball is number four. They're the real things, you know, the proper coloured ping pong balls, you know, the proper bingo balls are very, very good, actually. Very good. And we'll just call one more number, and it could be your lucky number. It's number nine. That's number nine. So if number nine completes your line, oh dear, sorry about that. Number nine completes your line, give me a call right now on Ludlow 5922, and you could be one of 25 callers. I'll start taking calls as from now. Be love. It's Sunshine Radio, I know that much, and it's the bingo game. It's just coming around to 6:42 on your station in Shropshire. If you already have got your full line, don't forget to try and try and try again. Ludlow 5922, and I'll take up to 15 more calls on this particular little segment. And then, just for you, yeah, I'm pointing at you now. I'll call your number out possibly next after Wham.
Oh, yeah.
at 6:47, one more number, and then I will conclude the first lucky 25 calls. And those are all the calls I'm taking tonight for the £35, because I think that's enough really to go into the hat. And you see, the thing is, you have a better chance of winning the less callers there are in the hat. Okay, we'll call out one more number, shall we? And what's it going to be? I tell you what, we'll have a long blow for this one. It's marvellous, you know, because we have to get engineers in for this. And the Sunshine Radio engineers come in and fit up all the microphones around the bingo blower so as you can hear it merrily blowing away. Not in the background, but in the foreground above me. Now, just a minute, you're getting too loud, lads. The bingo blower is getting a bit too loud. That's better. That's better. Cool it, cool it. That's smashing. Got to get the levels right. And it is number 7, so you might have been waiting for that number. Lucky number 7. All right, cross that one off. If you've got a couple of sevens, cross them both off, and that could make your winning line. If it has, give me a call on Ludlow 5922.
Carpet and Furniture Center sale with many oddments of stock at less than half price, including wardrobes, chests, team sets, rugs, chairs, headboards, lounge units, pictures, and carpet remnants. At Stretton Carpet and Furniture Center, there's over 60 rolls of Broadloom carpet from £1.99 a square yard. And with all carpets over £2.99 a square yard, you get fitting and appropriate underlay. And as usual, all estimates and deliveries are free within the area. Remember, at Stretton Carpet and Furniture Center, some of the sale prices are crazy. So come along early to avoid disappointment. Stretton Carpet and Furniture
Furniture Centre, High Street, Church Stretton. Phone Church Stretton 723-466. The sale is now on.
You should go to Bengris of Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengris of Leinster?
Because they have the biggest hire fleet in Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because they have the biggest selection of new and used cars for miles around.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because their petrol sales are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because they have a fast, efficient service department. Bengris of Leinster, your local Peugeot, Vauxhall, Talbot and Opel dealer at Bargates. Telephone... I beg your pardon. Telephone Leinster 2337.
Make a note of this telephone number. Shrewsbury 242-381. Because this is 1985, and that extension to your lovely home that you've always dreamed of can now come true with the help of TC Davis, the builder. TC Davis can quote you free of charge for extensions, alterations, garages, and everything you require from a builder. From digging footings to that last coat of paint. TC Davis, the builder. Telephone Shrewsbury 242-381. And TC Davis has a special offer while stocks last. A beautiful Georgian up and over garage door supplied and fitted to your existing framework. £159. Beat that. Telephone TC Davis now on Shrewsbury 242-381. That's Shrewsbury 242-381.
I remember you.
Hi, I'm Roger Matthews. Remember those heady days of the 60s with the sounds of the Beatles, the Move, the Rolling Stones, the Love Affair, the Kinks, and of course the unforgettable sounds of Motown? Then why not relive those days in style with the Roger Matthews Sound of the 60s Roadshow? If you would like more information on how to hire the Roger Matthews Sound of the 60s Roadshow for your private party or commercial function, then pick up the phone and give us a call on Leinster 4560. That's Leinster 4560.
Roger Matthews means veterans.
Write in now with your What's On. Tell Sunshine about the up-and-coming event you're organising in your neighbourhood and let your neighbourhood station tell the people. Write in now to Sunshine Radio, Ludlow.
Sunshine Radio!
It's the draw for the bingo after Bruce Springsteen. Great stuff. That's Bruce Springsteen and Dancing in the Dark. Just gone 6:55. It's news coming up very shortly on Sunshine Radio, but before we do, we must make the draw. And the assistants in the studio have put all the lucky callers and the numbers into the hat. Callers and numbers together. And we should be making the draw right now, digging deep into this bag. Have a good stir. And I'm glad to say that our lucky winner tonight, listen out for your number, It was caller number 24. Caller number 24, and his name is Mark, and he comes from the Shrewsbury Exchange. So if you're Mark, and you're from the Shrewsbury Exchange area, and you're number 24 caller tonight, give me a call right now within the next 60 seconds on Sunshine Radio on Ludlow 5922 and claim your £35 for the prize bingo tonight. It's the news after the colour field.
I guess I kind of sort of know I ought to be thinking of you. But a friendship's built on trust, and that's something you never do. Well, who knows, maybe tomorrow we can share each other's sorrow and compare our graveside manner as we wave our lonely banners. If you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. If you decide to change your view, I'm thinking of you. You can walk away from loneliness anytime you choose.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
7 o'clock news, this is Alan King. The Home Office has bowed to pressure from prison officers and has banned the movement of inmates in and out of Chelmsford Jail because of fears over the disease AIDS. The prison chaplain, the Reverend Gregory Richards, died from AIDS last week, and the Home Office says a medical investigation will be carried out to ensure there's no risk of infection at the jail. Doctors say anyone can get the disease, although its victims so far have been mostly homosexual. But a leading moral rights campaigner and doctor, Adrian Rogers, says the risk to the community is growing. He thinks many homosexuals should consider isolating themselves until it's known exactly how the disease is spread.
Those people who are deviant enough to be promiscuous homosexuals are a real threat to the community. The least they can do is to isolate themselves. I think it's only sensible for them to avoid using public facilities. And that may include glasses in public houses or whatever.
But Britain's chief medical officer, Dr. Donald Acheson, says the threat from AIDS is being blown out of proportion, and he doesn't agree with Dr. Rogers.
I'm sure the doctor is meaning well, but I think he's doing a great deal of harm by making exaggerated statements of that sort. It is true that the virus has been found in saliva, but there is no evidence that there has been transmission between patients of the infection as a result of saliva on cups and saucers and things of that sort.
Labour MPs are accusing Defence Secretary Michael Heseltine of heavy-handed thuggery over the removal of anti-nuclear protesters from RAF Molesworth in Cambridgeshire. Nearly 2,000 troops and police moved in early today to evict 150 campaigners and ring Britain's second cruise missile base with 7 miles of barbed wire. From Westminster, Richard Allen.
The opposition said Mr. Heseltine had used jackboot tactics. Labour's Kevin McNamara said if ever a nut used a sledgehammer, this was it.
More British troops were used against 100 British peace campaigners and Quakers at Molesworth Common than were used against the Argentinians at Goose Green.
Mr. Heseltine described the protesters as
a small, unrepresentative minority within our society.
Whose activities, he said, caused local people much anxiety and whose disruption could have led to major civil disobedience. Richard Dallin, IRN, Westminster.
A group of Labour MPs is calling on Mrs. Thatcher to sack the minister who's alleged to have referred to blacks as people from Bongo Bongo Land. Alan Clark, responsible for race relations at the Department of Employment, says he can't remember making the remark, but admits he could have used it as an aside during a meeting with senior officials. The matter is being raised in the Commons, and Claire Short, Labour MP for Birmingham Ladywood, says Mr. Clark should do the decent thing and resign.
He should be sacked. If he had any dignity, he'd resign, because he's not denied it. But anyone who has those views should not be doing the job he's doing.
The Queen is reviewing the policy of having royal by-appointment signs on cigarette packets. This follows the lung operation undergone by Princess Margaret, who is a heavy smoker. The news was given to Ernie Roberts, the Labour MP for Hackney North and Stoke Newington, who sponsored a Commons motion calling for Buckingham Palace to abandon its policy. Independent Radio News.
Thank you, Alan.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
It's 5 minutes past seven on Sunshine Radio, and if you just joined us, well, you've missed the best bingo game around. It's better than going out. It's better than going to what used to be the old cinema. It's a lot better than having to troop off, you know, and get your hat and your coat and your gloves on. Now, isn't it, Mrs.? Now, listen, Mrs., this bingo, you've got to admit, it's by the fire bingo. It's good, because all you need is a radio receiver, and you also need a telephone and a little bit of paper and a pencil, and you're well away. And I'm glad to say that Mark from Shrewsbury has called, and he's quoted his number, and he has won the cash prize, and that's £35. And next week, it'll be Valentine's Eve, and I'll ask the boss, and I think he might just stick it up to £40. Who knows? I don't promise anything, mind.
Set it up a float, say, bless you.
Makers, how do you do it? And all those pretty girls from XTC, it never quite did it in the charts. It's still good to play again. Sunshine, it's 7:09.
Sunshine, beaming down on Shrewsbury.
Wicker World, merchants of classical basketry, traditional cane and fine pine furniture.
On Saturday and Sunday, 9th and 10th of February, 12 noon till 8 p.m, see the Wicker World Cane and Pine Show at the Lion Hotel, Wild Cop. A wider range of furniture and 20% off all normal Mark Chop prices.
A celebration of classical quality from Wicker World. Making homes nicer, naturally.
Durrant Records, not only at the forefront of today's sounds, Durrant Records provide for all shades of musical taste. All kinds of music for all kinds of people. A really wide choice of records, Brahms to Boy George. And if it's not in stock but still available, Durrants will order it. Durrant Records, open 6 days at the top of Wild Cop. Phone Shrewsbury 51008. Durrant Records, where popular means more than just pop.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. The sale at Clarkwear must end this Saturday. Clarkwear for men's and ladies' high-quality fashion. Knitwear by Sabre, suits by Biedermann, jeans and casuals by Lewis and Lee Cooper. There's up to 50% off our normal prices. So hurry to the sale at Clarkwear in the High Street, Shrewsbury. It ends this Saturday.
Exclusive, the beautiful Shropshire Plate, depicting a team of Shire horses ploughing and bordered by historic views of Shropshire. The Shropshire Plate by the Caverswall China Company in a limited edition of just 500, exclusively produced only for the China Shop in Shrewsbury at just £22.50 per plate. The China Shop, 4 Butcher Row, Shrewsbury, for high-class china and crystal, and that exclusive limited edition Shropshire Plate.
Wow the crowds to Salopian Sports in Shrewsbury. Salopian Sports for all sports equipment and clothing. Famous names like Dunlop, Adidas and Slazenger. Salopian Sports for ski wear too. See the sports and leisure specialists at Wild Cup Shrewsbury. Salopian Sports, telephone 55661. The sale ends this Saturday.
Sam's Furnishing have reconditioned electric and gas cookers from £45, all guaranteed. Good condition used three-piece suites. Pop in, see the range. Used fridges, all guaranteed. Dining suites, dressing tables, wardrobes, kitchen units, their saucepan sets, cutlery, glassware, even new beds from £45. All at Sam's Furnishings, Castlegate, Shrewsbury. Phone Shrewsbury 240326.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
Yeah. between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older.
And Elaine Page and Foreigner. Great stuff for you. It's 20 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on Sunshine Radio, 299 meters on the medium wave, and also 103.5 VHF, because at this time of night you tend to suffer all sorts of gremlins and interference like that, and it's much, much better, and it's much louder too, which can be bad. Before we move on with our music tonight, we've just got to say hello to Sir Aloysius Baloney, and I believe the guy has just dropped in to tell us about a programme on Saturday morning.
Hello, Professor Sir Aloysius Baloney here. I've been dragged in by the wallet to give you a briefing of endorsement about some do or other on this wireless station. It seems to be called Jeff Brown's Saturday Show. Apparently, this audio extravaganza has got quizzes with real prizes. And there's other jokes too. Dial a disc, a real duck. And much, much more. Now look, what's described as the fun begins just after 7:30 a.m. every Saturday morning. In fact, Brown has lined up a few of his yes-men to heap praise upon it. Q-tape one. Why do you like it, Seamus?
Come here and I'll tell you. I get a thrill every time he switches the microphone off.
Yes. A cute ape, too. The chap with the beard, Kilton Cast-Iron Sporran. Do you like it, Angus?
Or Coggy Cribbins, man. He reverses the charges on the phone calls. And Jings, he provides some right scunners in the quizzes. Okay, or someone...
Yes. And you, the chap waving that feather duster.
Ha-ha! It's the way it gets you all discombobulated for the weekend, missus.
Whatever that means. To find out, if you must, tune in your wireless receiver this Saturday at 7:30 a.m. prompt for the Jeff Brown Saturday show. Right, that's it. Message complete. I'm off.
Minutes past seven with Jeff Brown with you right through until 8 o'clock tonight. And Junior, do you really want my love? I do like that trailer, Sir Aloysius Baloney. I think that's marvellous. And I'll tell you something, I think that we may have to have that again before 8 o'clock. Yes, definitely I should be playing with that trailer. I like that one. No question or doubt about that. Down on the street from Shack Attack. And ooh, could be half a dozen or even more records before 8 o'clock tonight. Attack at 7:29. It's absolutely correct what Sir Aloysius said. Yes, it's a big joke that you actually get the prizes from Jeff Brown's competition. No. No, it's not. I'm only kidding you, really. And the bingo money will be on its way to Shrewsbury very, very shortly to Mark. And if you'd like another chance to play bingo, you would. Next Wednesday night, you make it a date. Valentine's Eve, that's between 6 and 7 o'clock when we'll be playing Sunshine Radio Bingo. I'll bet you can't wait, nor can I.
How do you fancy a good relationship? Well, buying a new Nissan from the AMR Motoring Centre in Ludlow is just the start. When you buy a new Nissan, you can be sure of a good relationship. Not only with your car, but with AMR too. After all, customers driving a better car deserve a better class of service. AMR know that changing your car is a serious matter, and you want the best possible deal. You want a dealership that won't turn its back on you once you've driven away. You want peace of mind. AMR loves satisfied customers. With Nissan-trained engineers and an extensive parts and accessories stock, AMR give you a good deal and reliable service later. How about a Nissan Micra, the economical small car you should look at first? It has high levels of equipment and comfort, and you can rely on the Micra to give years of trouble-free pleasure with a free 100,000-mile, 3-year warranty, as is the case with all new Nissans. So call in soon and see the 1985 Nissan Micra with ex-works prices from £3,846, and AMR will make sure it's the start of a good relationship. The AMR Motoring Centre, Sheet Road, Ludlow, where you'll find Nissan is better. Telephone Ludlow 2774.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Ludlow Home Care Garden Centre is now open, with some outstanding and exciting bargains. And Ludlow Home Care Kitchen Centre, as always, offers you a complete service. Delivery and installation, complete kitchen services, and free planning services. Remember, Ludlow Home Care for everything you need, whether it's DIY, kitchens, or gardening, even sleeping in true comfort. Because Ludlow Home Care now have a bed centre too. It's time you took a look. It's all for you at Ludlow Home Care, Ludford Bridge, next to Teamside Vehicles. Telephone Ludlow 4554.
You've got a rotten body.
I beg your pardon?
Your car body. Stunt driver, are you?
No, I'm not.
Ludlow Auto Breakers. They give top prices for MOT failures and insurance write-offs.
This car just needs a little attention.
Hundreds of second-hand parts on the shelf for cars and light commercials. Hundreds of cars in stock. If it's not on the shelf, they'll take it off the vehicle for you.
Who?
Ludlow Auto Breakers. Mitre Yard, Corvridge, Ludlow. Open 8 till 6, 7 days a week. Ring Horace or John on Ludlow 4669.
We'll go there now.
Hurry up then, Squire. That lamppost is overtaking us again.
Now, upstairs at Capital Carpets Ludlow, a bedding department with the complete bed, the stylistic by Dunlopillow, complete with sheets, duvet, pillows, pillowcases, valance and headboard, the king-size stylistic and a choice of colours, Sealy Posturepedic beds, single, double and bunk beds, Capital Carpets for velvet curtains and blinds, worsted Wilton carpets and a wide range of Indian rugs, Dandicourt mats and Sunlover custom-made curtains, Capital Carpets for quality carpets, free estimates, free fitting, in-home selection service, credit terms, distance, no object. Contact Richard or Bernard at Capital Carpets, 16 The Bullring, Ludlow, and get perfect harmony into your home. Telephone Ludlow 3891. 101.5 VHF. Sunshine, your neighborhood station.
Sunshine Radio. 99. It's 7:39. It's Sunshine. It's also 103.5 VHF. And that's where you'll find us in the South Shropshire area. If you're listening elsewhere, it's 299 metres on the medium wave. The Sweet and the Sweet Mix from the charts. Nice to see them back in the charts with that one from a little bit earlier. And also 1999. Good one, that. And Van Halen from Jump. Remember this? Excellent. Van Halen and Jump. Let's take a look at the winds and the weather and the temperatures for today. It's the 6th of February 1985. Now tonight you'll see some drizzle and rain about, so take care if you're driving, because there's nothing worse than drizzle on the windscreens. It's a very annoying thing. So watch out for that drizzle and rain tonight, and it's also going to be misty, so there could be a few fog patches around. Winds are light and variable, and the temperatures look like this. Maximum tonight will fall to 5 degrees centigrade, that's what it's going to reach, and the maximum tomorrow, 9 degrees centigrade. So it's going to be sort of fairly warm again for February, which is a very good thing too. If you didn't catch the trailer for the Jeff Brown Saturday show, we'll play it yet again after this one, which is great.
Come on.
Nice to see Amy back in the charts with that one, and it's called Friends. Right, if you've got a friend, why not tell them about Jeff Brown on Sunshine Radio on a Saturday morning? Normally, sort of, I can tell you that it's a sort of average sort of show to listen to on Sunshine Radio, but I think Sir Aloysius Baloney could do it a lot better than what I could.
Hello, Professor Sir Aloysius Baloney here. I've been dragged in by the wallet to give you a briefing of endorsement about some do or other on this wireless station. It seems to be called Jeff Brown's Saturday Show. Apparently, this audio extravaganza has got quizzes with real prizes. And there's other jokes too. Dial a disc, a real duck. And much, much more. Now look, what's described as the fun begins just after 7:30 a.m. every Saturday morning. In fact, Brown has lined up a few of his yes-men to heap praise upon it. Q-tape one. Why do you like it, Seamus?
Come here, and I'll tell you. I get a thrill every time he switches the microphone off.
Yes. Q-tape two. The chap with the beard, kilt, and cast-iron sporran. Do you like it, Angus?
Or Cockey Crivens, man. He reverses the charges on the phone calls. And Jings, he provides some right scunners in the quizzes. Okay, or someone...
Yes. And you, the chap waving that feather duster.
Ha-ha! It's where you get your old disc knockerated for the weekend, missus.
Whatever that means. To find out, if you must, tune in your wireless receiver this Saturday at 7:30 a.m. prompt for the Jeff Brown Saturday Show. Right, that's it. Message complete. I'm off.
All right, thank you very much, Sir Aloysius. Sir Aloysius Prompt. Sir Aloysius Baloney. I got him in the end there. Great job. He's such a nice guy to talk to. So laid back as well. You'd never believe it. Russ Abbott. And then two more records before the news at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, what an atmosphere. I love a party with a happy atmosphere. So let me take you there, and you and I'll be dancing in the cool night air. Well, we're at the dancing party, and you're out there having fun, and your girl is there beside you, and you feel I'm not afraid to die.
sunshine beaming down on Victorian Arcade, Shrewsbury.
The Communications Centre, Victorian Arcade, Shrewsbury, have a comprehensive range of quality-proved antique reproduction telephones. They sell answering machines, business and office systems, radio phones, and, of course, all the accessories for the DIY customer. Make it your independent choice at the Communications Centre, Victorian Arcade, Shrewsbury. Telephone Shrewsbury 247 919 or Ludlow 3934.
For your tropical fish and aquatic needs, it's got to be Shrewsbury Aquatics in the Victorian Arcade. We cater for the beginner and the seasoned professional. We do installations too in hotels, pubs and clubs. And there's super discounts on tanks, food, heaters and more. Call in and see Colin or Alan at Shrewsbury Aquatics, Victorian Arcade. Telephone 68423.
Posies means flowers for every occasion. Let Posies deliver beautiful fresh flowers on Valentine's Day. Posies have a 7-day delivery service throughout Shropshire for flowers and plants. Call in and see the superb selection of fresh, dried and silk flowers, plants and floral sundries. When you want flowers, it's got to be Posies Victorian Arcade. Phone Janet on Shrewsbury 60784.
Clobber. Clobber has fashions for the younger generation 10 to 18. Clobber Victorian Arcade Shrewsbury for canvas baggies, sweatshirts, dresses, kilts and clothes in those awkward sizes. Clobber for soft furnishings made to order, bean bags, floor cushions, even rocking chair covers. Fashions for the younger generation at Clobber Victorian Arcade Shrewsbury.
Brambles of the Victorian Arcade Shrewsbury for a large range of traditional made natural sweets and fudges. Our country recipe dairy fudges are made with the purest of ingredients and come with a large choice of natural flavors. Brambles also sell a huge selection of handmade Swiss and continental chocolates, ideal for Valentine's Day. Brambles of Shrewsbury, for the sweet way to say thank you.
Looking for a present for your Valentine? Abigail Laundry in Victorian Arcade Shrewsbury sell all types of top quality lingerie, tights and stockings. See their range of quality baby doll nightdresses, negligee sets and cami knickers. Spend £5 or more and get a free Valentine's card. Abigail Laundry's sale with 10% off all stock ends on February the 9th. Ring for details of their catalogue. Shrewsbury 67167.
Sunshine Radio. We'll be right back.
Brian Adams and Run To You. Don't forget the Saturday show, and it all starts at 6 o'clock. So whatever you do, don't miss the fun. We shall be broadcasting from 6 o'clock. It's news next after Ashford and Simpson.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
The 8 o'clock news, this is Alan King. The Coal Board has just announced the closure of the South Seafield Colliery in Scotland with the loss of 300 jobs. The board's Scottish director, Albert Wheeler, made the announcement. Neighbouring Francis Pitt in Fife was closed at the weekend, and the board said out-of-control underground fires were the cause. Labour MPs are accusing Defence Secretary Michael Heseltine of heavy-handed thuggery over the removal of anti-nuclear protesters from RAF Molesworth in Cambridgeshire. Nearly 2,000 troops and police moved in early today to evict 150 campaigners and to ring Britain's second cruise missile base with 7 miles of barbed wire. From Westminster, Richard Dallin.
The opposition said Mr. Heseltine had used jackboot tactics. Labour's Kevin McNamara said if ever a nut used a sledgehammer, this was it.
More British troops were used against 100 British peace campaigners and Quakers at Molesworth Common than were used against the Argentinians at Goose Green.
Mr. Heseltine described the protesters as
a small, unrepresentative minority within our society.
Whose activities, he said, caused local people much anxiety and whose disruption could have led to major civil disobedience. Richard Dallin, IRN, Westminster.
A group of Labour MPs is calling on Mrs. Thatcher to sack the minister who's alleged to have referred to blacks as people from Bongo Bongo Land. Alan Clark, responsible for race relations at the Department of Employment, says he can't remember making the remark, but admits he could have used it as an aside during a meeting with senior officials. The matter is being raised in the Commons, and Claire Short, Labour MP for Birmingham Ladywood, says Mr. Clark should do the decent thing and resign.
He should be sacked. If he had any dignity, he'd resign, because he's not denied it. But anyone who has those views should not be doing the job he's doing.
14 homosexuals have been given sentences of up to 3.5 years for a string of sex crimes uncovered during a murder hunt. The arrest came during a police swoop on the gay community in Hull. After a 9-year-old boy was found dead, he'd been sexually assaulted. From Hull, Michael O'Neill reports.
The battered body of Christopher Laverack from Anlaby near Hull was found dumped in a carpet underlay bag 11 months ago, and the swoop on Hull's homosexual scene was part of the murder inquiry. It uncovered what the York Crown Court judge described as a cesspit of homosexual offenders in the city. The 14 defendants admitted a catalogue of offences including gross indecency and indecent assault, some with boys as young as 11. Meanwhile, the killer of Christopher Laverack is still at large. Michael O'Neill, IRN, in Hull.
The Oscar nominations have been announced in Hollywood, and Britain's film producers are front-runners. Here's our cinema correspondent, Carol Allen.
Sir David Lean's film of A Passage to India has 11 nominations, including one for Dame Peggy Ashcroft's performance. It's matched only by Amadeus, which is based on Peter Schaefer's hit play. The Killing Fields, produced by previous Oscar winner David Putnam, has 7, and other British contenders include Vanessa Redgrave for The Bostonians, Albert Finney once more for Under the Volcano, and the late Sir Ralph Richardson for Greystoke. All of which means that hopefully some more of those little golden statuettes will be finding their way this side of the Atlantic come the Academy Awards ceremony next month.
Independent Radio News.
Thank you very much, Alan King, reporting from London. Now, tonight, there will be some drizzle and rain, and it will also be misty with the possibility of a few fog patches. Winds will be light and variable. Temperatures will fall to 5 degrees centigrade and reach a maximum tomorrow of 9 degrees centigrade. And the outlook is remaining mild and dry, so it looks rather good for this time of February. That's the news and weather. It's just gone 3.5 minutes past 8, and it's just about time to close down. Don't forget that we shall be back on the air tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with Cookie and his breakfast programme, so I hope you can join us then. Meanwhile, this is Jeff Brown saying good night, God bless. I'll see you on Saturday morning, and look after yourselves, won't you? I'll leave you with the Big Sound Authority. Good night. Yeah. just before we go, Sir Aloysius Baloney has been on the telephone to tell me, please give all the people of Shropshire a little message before they go tonight. Don't forget to pull the plug from the wall. Good night.